Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and happy new year, wherever you may be. Our topic for today is effortless success, and we'll be taking your calls on having what you want and creating effortless success in any area of your life. The numbers to call, 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can get in at 001-760-918-4300. And as a special New Year's bonus, anyone who gets on the air today will also get a free copy of my new CD set, Effortless Success. Funny that. And but before we go to the phones, and please do feel free to dial in 1-866-254-1579. I want to just talk a little bit about what I call the principle of effortless success, which is simply that when you get really clear and honest about what you want, everything in the universe conspires to help you get it. Now, when people first hear that, they don't always automatically recognize the truth of it because they go, well, I know what I want, but I don't have it. But there's a difference between what you want, like a want, a whim, a fantasy, and a should. So I just want to take a couple minutes at the top of the show to sort of outline what those differences are. And the first one to look at is a should. So based on my very unofficial research over the last 17 years of working with people, the number one question people actually tend to use to try to navigate their way through life is, what would be the best, right, smartest thing that I could do or have in this situation? What's the right thing to want? What's the best thing to want? What's the right thing to do? What's the best thing to do? What's the smart thing to do? And the problem with this approach is that, first off, there's no way of knowing the right answer until after something's happened. And the second is a little subtler. Most people, and I certainly would count myself among this number, hate being told what to do, even if we're the ones doing the telling. So one of the ways that you know that something that you've got down on your list as a goal or a want is really a should, is you'll hear certain words in the way you talk about it, like I should, or I shouldn't, or I must, or I mustn't, or I have to, I really ought to, you know, I need to. People are supposed to, well, of course, because I want this, because, you know, it just makes sense to go for that. If you hear yourself using that kind of language when you talk about your goals, chances are that this isn't really something that you want. So you won't really be invoking the principle of effortless success. This is actually something that you think you should want or you should do. Now, the second thing that people come up with that sort of at first glance look like a want but isn't is their fantasies. I remember reading the actress Yasmin Bleeth once said, "This is my ultimate fantasy, watching QVC with a credit card while making love and eating at the same time." And fantasies are things that sound fantastic, but in reality, you'd probably be extremely unlikely to actually enjoy them. You know, for example, most married men and women listening to the show have at some point fantasized about having sex with someone other than their partner. Actually, even when they're not listening to the show. And if all you did was focus on the bit of the fantasy which took place in the bedroom or the boardroom or the kitchen table or wherever your particular fantasy goes, that might seem like a really cool idea. Ooh, I want that. But run the film forward a little ways. See yourself having to go home to your spouse or your partner and explain where you've been. See yourself getting into an argument over why you want to work late again, or why you need to go on that extra business trip the weekend of your anniversary. See yourself getting into arguments with your secret lover about why you can't keep pretending to work late, go away for the weekend, or leave your partner. If you've got children, run the film forward so that you can watch them getting caught up in the mistrust and the anger and the betrayal and the possible dissolution of your marriage or relationship. And now ask yourself, is that what I really want? See, the thing about a fantasy is it's generally enjoyable to fantasize about, and it performs an important function. It relieves stress or boredom or whatever other ways your unhappiness manifests. But for the most part, acting on a fantasy is a waste of time, and it's a waste of energy. And as I said, in You Can Have What You Want, changing the world is the worst possible way to change how you feel. So one way that you can know whether your desire is authentic or just a pleasant fantasy is to take at least 3 tangible action steps towards making it real. And if you can't take those actions, or you won't take those actions, or you feel horrible once you do take those actions, then that's a good way of knowing that it's worth letting go. I'm going to come back in the second segment and talk a bit about whims and wants. But for now, let's go to the phones and let's begin with Sharon in New York. Sharon, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today? Hello, Sharon.
Hello. And I'm just wondering, I would like to have a better relationship with dealing with my money and being more responsible. I haven't been able to do it yet, but I'm willing to try again this year.
Okay, so what stops you from, and what, and maybe part of knowing what stops you will be for you to just be really clear about what does it mean to handle money more responsibly? Do you tend to drop dollar bills when you take them out of your purse? Or?
No, but I really, I spend as little time as I can with balancing checkbooks and doing, I don't go into debt or anything. I am responsible enough for that, but I really don't really pay attention to try to make it grow and work better for me.
Right. And do you want it to grow and work better for you?
I would think so at this point. I think that would make my life a little bit easier if I could have that working with me.
Oh, okay. Can you notice that your answer wasn't yes?
Ooh.
This is what I mean when I talk about just beginning to notice the difference between a pure, clean desire and a should.
Wow.
And that's the thing, is what's getting in your way, what's making it so difficult, is right now, part of you wants it, but part of you's trying to make it something that you've got to do and therefore pushing back against it.
Right. I definitely see that.
So the question that I would give you, and it's just a question to begin to play with, is what do you really want around money?
More freedom.
Okay.
To do the things that I, enjoy doing.
Okay, so here's a very just simple, tangible little thing you can begin to play with. Instead of trying to set a financial goal around a should or around a fantasy of, ooh, wouldn't it be cool to have this much money? Yeah. Just make a list of the things that you would like to do this year, that you would genuinely, authentic, no questions, boy, I would love to just do these things this year. Figure out how much they'll cost and let that be your financial goal. Because in a way, once you take out all the feelings that we think money is going to buy us, well, if I have enough money, then I'll feel free. If I have enough money, then I'll feel loved. If I have enough money, then I'll feel safe. Feelings you get from feeling. Feelings come from your thinking and from the way you use your body. And, those are things that what money usually does is it gives you permission to feel them.
Uh-huh.
So once you take that away from the money and you stop asking money to take care of your feelings for you, the only purpose of having money is to fund your life or your lifestyle. And so when you get really clear about, what it is you want in your life, what it is you want in your lifestyle, then you know exactly how much you need to fund it. And that's as simple as it gets.
And I wouldn't have seen that unless you pointed it out.
that's my job. Thanks so much for phoning and sharing. You have a wonderful new year and stay on the line. And we will be getting you a copy of Effortless Success just as soon as it's in the stores.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, let's go to Mary in Seattle, Washington. Mary, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I tend to get bogged down with the mundane tasks of just staying organized. I've been trying to clear my clutter out for almost a year now. And I don't know.
So why do you want to clear your clutter out?
I want to feel freer to be able to move if I need to, for one thing.
Okay, so I'm gonna go out on a limb right now before I find anything else out, and I'm gonna guess that if you found a brilliant apartment to move to or a brilliant home to move to, in 3 weeks, and it was available to move into in 3 weeks, you'd get down to clearing out the clutter.
Mm.
Would that be fair? Do you think that's right?
True.
Okay. So the reason that I point that out is because that means that right now it's not really you want to clear the clutter. It's, again, it's a should.
Right.
I should clear the clutter because then I'll feel free enough to go look for this new place.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Here's the effortless success way of looking at that. What kind of a place would you love?
Well, I'm not I'm an established homeowner. I'm not really looking for another residence at the moment, but okay. I want to have the option to do that.
So one thing that I know that when people talk about their goals in terms of, I just want to be able to, one thing that a lot of people will often say to me is, you know, that their goal is, I want to be able to do whatever I want. And then when I ask them, well, what is it that you would be doing if you were able to do whatever you want? That's where they get stuck. Mm-hmm. And the trick is to just recognize that what you want is a feeling in that case. Mm-hmm. Just a feeling of possibility, a feeling of hope, maybe.
Right.
So if I could grant you that with my magic radio wand, and I could give you that feeling of possibility and that feeling of hope, for whatever it was that you want, what would you want me to wave my magic wand for in your life?
Well, I am on the verge of going through a lot of changes. A new career, a new location.
New career, new location.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the moderately term future.
Okay. So if I could do that, if I could wave my magic wand and you would have a new career that you loved, I'm assuming you want one that you love.
Yes.
And a new location that you love being in.
Right.
Would you want me to wave the wand?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you notice you said yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that is the energy of effortless success right there. When you get really clear and honest about what you want, everything in the universe starts to conspire to help you get it. And what you'll find is that as you focus on that, on those definite yeses, things will start to occur to you and things will start to happen. And that's how the whole game starts to flow for you. When you get caught up, and this is what you're saying about being bogged down by the mundane, when you get caught up in trying to do the things that you think will make it possible for you to one day get what you actually want, mm-hmm. that you get more of the mundane.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of the other principles that I teach, is that it's easier to get what you actually want than what you think you can have. Because you've got so much more energy around it. Notice how much energy you had just even thinking about my waving my magic wand and you'd having this wonderful new career and this wonderful new location.
Yes. Yes.
That energy will make it much easier to get those things than the energy of, if I could only get myself motivated enough to clear the closet.
Yeah, but who's going to do those things?
Well, do they really need to
do my
be...
taxes and on and on and on.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's a big difference between doing your taxes and clearing out your closets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, I like to use a sort of an ABCD system. And for me, A, on the list, when I look at all the things I have to do, A is only those things where bad things happen if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So doing my taxes probably will make it onto the A list. In other words, there's an actual real-world consequence. Not I'll feel bad. But there's an actual real-world consequence to not getting it done.
Right.
B is great things happen if I do. So those are the things that, you know, maybe nothing bad's going to happen if you don't do it, but some pretty good stuff is probably going to happen if you do. And sometimes things with money, like savings and investments, or sometimes things like, you know, updating a resume or going out, you know, and actually going on an interview, you know, that goes into the B. Nothing bad's going to happen if you don't do it. But you know what? Some really good stuff will happen if you do. C's are those things that'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do, I guess. And for most people, clearing the closet is really a C. Yeah, if you have time and you can get around to it, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good list.
And then, you know, the D's are the bad things happen if I do.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, hear this expression, find the divine and the mundane. I try to keep that in.
Well, I think, look, it's a lovely expression, and I absolutely think as long as you're going to do something, you may as well do it with energy, enthusiasm, and like it matters. But I think even simpler is don't do the stuff that doesn't need doing.
Aha. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you, Mary. Have a very happy new year. Stay on the line. We'll get you out a copy of Effortless Success. We're going to get. Thank you. We're going to get back to the phones and get back to more of your calls in the next segment. So if you are on hold, please hang on. I will do everything I can to get you on. And I'll also talk more in the next segment about the difference between a whim and a want. this whole thing, this whole idea that we're talking about here about effortless success, it's really not about just sitting back and waiting for things to happen, nor is it about going after them and trying to make them happen. It's about finding that sort of balance point, what I sometimes call the butterfly point, between going for what you want and letting go and allowing it to come to you. So it's, in a way, and I talk about this in my tips. If you don't read my weekly tips, you can find them on my website at geniuscatalyst.com. The difference between acquisition, attraction, and creation. And we'll talk more about that on the other side. We're coming up on a break. We will be back with more of your calls and with more thoughts on creating effortless success in your life right after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are back. We're talking about creating effortless success in your life. And in honor of my new CD set coming out, we will be giving free copies of that CD set to everyone who gets on air today. And we'll be going back to the phones in just a few minutes. So if you're on hold, please hang on. I'm going to do my best to get you on. I talked in the first segment about the difference between a should and a fantasy and wants. I want to talk a little bit now about whims. A whim is a momentary want, and it's usually triggered by something outside you, like, you know, you see something and you go, ooh, I'd like that. Or something, or a feeling inside you, like, oh, I'm a bit down, I think I need new cookies. And while whims, they can be useful clues to the kind of things that you would enjoy doing, being, and having, their motive energy, the motivation that comes from a whim is very fragile. And it's very difficult to sustain. So there's a few useful rules of thumb when it comes to following a whim. So the first is that if your whim is seemingly positive and life-enhancing and easy to follow, act on it as soon as possible. Because if you wait even one day and it's to a whim, then that spark of energy that it brought with it is likely going to be diminished by the time you get round to it. Second rule of thumb is that if your whim would require a major investment of time and energy to follow, wait at least 72 hours, and I usually actually recommend a week, before you try to do anything about it. Because if it was just a whim, then it'll be gone by then. But if the impetus to act is still strong after a week, chances are that actually what was triggered was something very real, and it was more something being awakened inside you than just a momentary whim. And the third thing is just if your whim is in any way negative or destructive or threatening to yourself or threatening to others, just leave it. Internal guidance is a lot kinder than most people think it is. So even if a major life change is called for, there's almost always a gentler, kinder way of enacting that major life change than whatever the whim that feels like, well, it's harsh, but I'm going to do it. So if we've talked about shoulds, we've talked about fantasies, we've talked about whims. So the last thing is wants. So how do you tell a want? Ayn Rand had a beautiful thing that she said about want. She said, why do they always teach us that it's easy and evil to do what we want and that we need discipline to restrain ourselves? It's the hardest thing in the world to do what we want. I mean, what we really want. And it takes the greatest kind of courage. And I think, you know, wanting is just one of those things that has a bad name in spiritual circles. And I'll talk more about that. You know, why I think that is in the third segment. For now, let me go back to the phones. Let's go to Martin in Calgary, Alberta. Martin, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hello. I have a question for you.
Okay.
By the way, thank you for all your tips and recommendations. They are very good.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it. But I have a question. Lately, I feel like I have everything in my life is a should. I feel like I have low energy and my motivation is pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed even things like going for a walk to the park, which I love, I don't do because mm-hmm. I feel like it's something on my list to do.
Right.
And looking for work, for example, which I understand is maybe a should because I need income now. It feels like a should and I just keep pushing it away. So I find myself in a situation where finding the wow is, I find it very difficult now.
Okay. So let me just ask you a quick question. Was calling the show a should?
No, that something that I wanted to do.
Okay. So you do know the difference. In other words, you can tell that difference. So the exercise that I'm going to give you, and if you've read a lot of my stuff, you may have come across this exercise before, but I use it a lot because it really works, is what I call the comfy chair.
Comfy chair, okay.
And here's what you do. You find the comfiest chair or sofa in your house.
Uh-huh.
You block out 2 to 4 hours. You know, some people do it for a whole day, but I always think that's a little bit of overkill. And for that time that you've blocked out, you sit in your comfy chair or on your comfy sofa. It's okay to have a cup of tea with you or coffee or whatever you like. And you do not get up unless and until there's something that you really want to do. Now, what's going to happen is for the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, your brain is going to go nuts telling you, you really want to go do the taxes right now.
That's right, yeah. I experienced that.
Yeah. And just wait it out because you'll know. You'll absolutely know when it's a real want, in the same way as you just knew, I want to phone the show, and you phone the show. Then when a real want comes up, get up and do it, and then go back to your comfy chair
and wait
for the next one. And the reason this exercise is actually worth doing, and again, you can turn this exercise into a should and then put it off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but the reason the exercise really does work is because it recalibrates the system.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes screamingly obvious which things are shoulds and whims and fantasies and which things are genuine, heartfelt, wow wants. And just doing that little recalibration can make a world of difference. The one other thing that I would suggest to you is notice if any of these things that you're turning into shoulds, notice if you've done that with the best of all possible intentions by actually putting them on a list. Because sometimes what people do is they put the things that they want to do on their to-do list because they think, at least there'll be something that I want on my list. And then what happens is it starts to feel like a should because it's on your list.
Yeah.
So I would stop it.
Okay.
Because again, if you really want to do it, you will. You know, Byron Katie has a wonderful thing. She says, "How do I know when I want to stand up? Because I'm standing."
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know what you want to do to a certain extent because you'll be doing it. And chances are it's a much smaller and a much easier adjustment than it might feel like to you right now. So you willing to play with that?
I will.
All right.
How about dealing with things like, let's say, looking for work, which I'm not motivated to do right now, even though I know I need to do it. That's
right.
The action you mentioned, which has consequences.
Okay. Now, do you want work or do you want money?
Well, I want the income, of course.
Well, not of course. Some people, especially out in Hollywood where I work, they could care less about the money if they could get the job because they love the job so much. So again, if the principle of effortless success is getting really clear and honest about what you want, not what you think you can have or not what you think you should want, then you're going to find it a lot easier if you focus on, if what you want is the money, you're going to find it a lot easier if you focus on ways of creating the money than if you try and focus on getting a job, which at the moment is just the best way you can think of to get money, which is what makes it a should. Does that make sense? That's your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Thank you.
All right, Martin, thanks for phoning in. Hang on the line, and we'll get you out a copy of Effortless Success. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Destiny in Washington, D.C. Destiny, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding. What can I do for you today?
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you taking my call, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
You have got one of the clearest, most precise, beautiful minds I've ever heard. I love it.
Well, you're obviously very intelligent.
What can I
do for you today, Destiny?
Well, my question is, how can I maximize my output quotient? And by that, I mean, like, for example...
Oh, I'm glad you're going to explain that, because that sounded like science fiction. Output quotient. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to increase, like, my relationship or enhance the relationship that I have with myself as a matter of word and cause. Because basically, I feel that in order to really motivate ourselves to do a thing, the real measurable, I guess, evidence comes from when we are pulled into that by a desire, not just a mere want or something like that. Something.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you to do something really weird, Destiny.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you to It's interesting because you, in all of that stuff that you just said, there wasn't one grounded word. And I don't mean you not being grounded, but I mean the language that you used, enhance, word, and cause, motivate ourselves to... There wasn't anything that I could make a picture of.
I see.
There was nothing I could stick in a wheelbarrow. So just as an experiment, what's one thing that you want that we could make a picture of or put in a wheelbarrow?
Increase the reliability that I have with my own self.
Wow. Okay. So, okay. Increase the reliability that I have with my own self.
Right.
Now, I'm trying to make a picture of that.
Is it difficult?
Well, I mean, if I was trying to draw a picture of increasing the reliability of my own,
I may say I want to do something, and it's something I really desire.
Okay. What's one thing that you may say you want to do that you really desire?
Create greater structure in my life to support.
No.
No.
It's okay. But again, this is why this is going to be so useful to you, Destiny.
Right.
Because once you start thinking, and the words are just the reflection of the thought. It's not it's not that there's anything wrong with the words that you're using.
No, but I understand where you're coming from.
For example, let me give you an example of the opposite of what you've been saying. I really want an ice cream. Chocolate would be nice.
Right.
I really want to have great sex with my partner would be good. These are things we can make pictures of. Okay? And because we can make pictures of them, our brains can begin to organize our perceptions to make it easier and easier and easier for us to get them. And the universe, if you believe in this kind of thing, which, you know, probably you do, will then be able to respond to the picture that you're putting out. But when you talk in terms of things that you can't make pictures of, and I don't mean you have to visualize it, but I just mean literally, I mean, I couldn't draw those things on a piece of paper. So we're just playing at the edge here. We're not trying to throw everything else out. But give me one thing that you want that we could both draw a picture of, and the pictures would probably look sort of like each other.
Because I really desire to do what I say I like to do and I want to do, I'd like to, for example, be able to say, okay, I'm going to get a new planning system, one that supports me for where I feel like I'm doing it again.
Well, you were, but you did sneak in for the first time in your conversation. And if I had a little bell, I'd ring it. Ding, 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 ding. You did sneak in one actual thing that exists, which isn't just a concept, which is get a new planning system. Okay, so do you have a planning system that you've seen that you're interested in?
I do, and I've not yet ordered it. There's so many tools out there to support one.
Okay, is it of an expense level that if it turns out not to be of great value to you, you'll have gotten yourself into trouble?
No.
Okay, so your homework is to order that planning system right after you get off the phone with me and give your name and details to Joe so that we can send you out a CD set.
Okay, that sounds great. But can I ask real quick?
You can.
Okay, because I have so much going on, like in my head, I can try to do this, I can do that, etc. I feel that I often get derailed due to either lack of focus or distractibility.
Okay, so I have a very specific homework assignment for you.
Right.
Okay, what I want you to do this week is I want you to draw your goal list. So I don't want you to use any words. I want you to, if you have a top 10 goals or a top 5 goals or, you know, come up with it. I would say at least 5 goals that you want and draw them on a piece of paper. And if you can't draw them, or if you're, you know, if somebody else would look at the drawing and go, what on earth is that? Then you know that you're still floating in concept. And what's going to allow your success to be much more effortless and allow you to have more of what you really want in your life is to begin to ground those things. And one of the ways you'll know that you're grounding them is you'll be able to draw pictures of them. Okay, you willing to give that a go?
I am so willing to give that a go. And can you give me an example? Like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I don't know what that looks like.
Okay, so I'll go back to. Let me pick a sports example, because I'm looking here at a picture of my son playing basketball, and you know, one of his goals is to be able to shoot 10 free throws in a row and get them all in. Okay. So if he was going to draw a picture, he'd draw a picture of a, you know, a young boy, and, well, he'd probably draw a picture of a manly man. And, you know, in a basket, in a basketball, and he'd be throwing it in, and he might have, you know, pictures of somebody at the side counting up from 1 to 10 and cheering, you know, and he'd probably draw himself with a big smile on his face. You know, that's something that anyone would look at that and go, oh, it's a boy shooting baskets. They might not know exactly that he's trying to get to 10 free throws, but they would know what it's a picture of. And that's for you, because you tend to get lost in your own concept.
Yeah.
Being able to draw it, being able to put it down on paper visually, is just a way of forcing your mind to get off concept and on target. So that's your little challenge, your little job.
Should I post this, or?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can post them up to the forums, geniuscatalyst.com forums, you can upload it as an attachment in the forum, and people could look at it. That would be very, very cool.
Great. And what about in my home? Should I post it in my home so that it's visual and?
You know what? If at that point it gets back into, if you're inspired to do that, absolutely do it. If that starts to feel like a should, then put it away and. You know, never let it darken your door again.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Yes. Please do stay on the line, Destiny. We are going up on another commercial break in the final segment. I will get in more of your calls. Thank you to all of you who are holding on. And I will also give you a little bit, some final thoughts on what you can do with your wants and how to make the success in getting them all that little bit more effortless. We're going to be right back after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are back. We're talking about creating effortless success in your life. And we are going to go straight back to the phones, I think. Let's go to Neil in the United Kingdom. Neil, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I was just wondering about, I'm doing a music course. And I've spent a lot of money on these two music courses, and I'm getting on quite away with them. Mm-hmm. But I've just suddenly decided there's a lot of effort to be put into them.
Yeah.
But for writing themes for telly and radio, you know, that sort of thing. And
I actually have a friend who lives in a very, very large house in the Hollywood Hills because he wrote the theme to a TV show. So, yeah, I know the industry.
There we go. That's a success story there. It's a tough business, they tell me. I keep being told by these tutors, and it just takes a lot of, you know, you have to keep going and keep going. And I'm just wondering, I keep feeling I've got a long way to go. And I also like doing art. I've just started to rediscover my artwork. And I'm just thinking, you know, what shall I do now? Because I've an idea to start painting.
Here's a way of beginning to think about it, Neil. In the same way as there's a distinction to be made between a want, a whim, a fantasy, and a should about something positive,
right?
You can make that same distinction about something like, I want to give up.
Right.
In other words, wanting to give up sometimes is a should. I should give this up. There's no point. I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my money. I'm never going to make it.
Right.
It can be a fantasy. Oh, God, my life would be easier if I just gave up. Mm-hmm. It can be a whim. Oh, God, I'm just so pissed off with this whole thing. I'm going to quit. Or it might be an authentic, heartfelt want. I'm really done with this. You know, I'm really ready for something else. So at a guess, knowing that your guess is coming from you, is giving up on the TV course a want, a whim, a fantasy, or a should?
At a guess. It should at the moment.
Okay. So sort of a nice rule of thumb is if you can do this with anything. So, you know, if you can take anything on your list. I'm not just talking to Neil now. I'm talking to you. But if it's a should, when you go take everything on your list and put down want, whim, fantasy, should. Want, whim, fantasy. Well, this one's a want. Want, 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 should, fantasy, whim, want, want. If it's a should, just let it go for now. Doesn't mean you can never work on it again. It just, you know, it's you can let it go for now. If it's a fantasy, you can enjoy it for what it is and then let it go. If it's a whim, you either act on it if it's a positive whim, drop it if it's a negative whim, or wait for it if it's a positive whim, but you're not really sure because it's going to take a lot of time and effort to follow through on it. And then if it is a want, an authentic, simple, heartfelt yes, or an authentic, simple, in your case, Neil, heartfelt no, then just take some action. So in a way, the question to ask yourself each time that thought comes up, I should quit, I'm just wasting my time, is do I want to? Do I want to quit? And unless and until the answer is an absolute, clear, no questions asked yes, then just know that's your mind keeping you busy.
Okay. That sounds like that's what it's doing.
Okay.
Because I just keep getting bogged down with all the negative thoughts, you know. That
sure. And my favorite question when I find myself in that situation, and I did for years, I when I first got out of drama school, how many years ago now? 17 years ago in London, and for the first probably 6-7 months out of school, I couldn't get a job, I couldn't get an agent, and I was struggling. Every day I would have the thought, I should just quit, I should go back to America, I should just give up. And the question that I learned to ask is, do I want to? And the answer was never yes. It was like, I feel like it, yes. I should, I may as well, but it was never yes. And so do I want to is a question that I would sort of give you to take away and really play with.
Right. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for phoning in, Neil. Hang on the line. We're going to get you out a set of Effortless Success CDs.
Brilliant.
And we're going to go to back to the American continent. And let's talk to Sydney in New York. Sydney, thanks for holding on. What can I do for you today?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well.
I was just having problems with just trying to relax because I kind of know what I want. I already know what I want.
Right, great. What's that? What do you want?
I just really want to be a peaceful, just be a housewife and a mother because I find that I really enjoy doing that a lot. And I find that every time I try to get a job, I get stuck.
Okay.
I don't know why that happens, but that always happens. And then I feel like I'm being pulled back. And then I become anxious, angry, and...
So you want to... I just want to make sure I got this right. You want to be a housewife and mother, a peaceful housewife and mother.
Yeah, I know.
But you
I
feel yourself...
That...
But hang on. I just wanted to make sure I got it. But you feel yourself getting pulled back every time you try and go out and get a job.
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear why that makes so much sense? Getting a job would take you away from doing what you really want to do and being who you really want to be, the way you've got it set up right now.
Yes, and the way, and then everybody just makes me feel like I should do this, should do that, should do that. And the thing is, like, lately I haven't worked. And the thing was, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I should do this, but then I don't feel right doing it.
Okay, so here's again, Sydney, sorry I'm interrupting, but I just want to get clear in my own head about some questions that are coming up as you're speaking. So when you say everyone is trying to make me, do they come into your home with a gun and say, if you do not go out and get a job, we are going to shoot off one toe at a time?
No.
No, okay. So,
but they always make me feel like it's urgent, like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And I'm like, you know what? My spirit or my body just does not feel right, and I'm not going to do it. Because if I do it, I feel like I'm not being true to myself. But they think I'm wacko or some crazy doofus.
Okay, well, do you mind them thinking you're a wacko crazy doofus?
When I was younger, and just recently, I did, but then I just sort of, like, I noticed now, recently, I just sort of kind of, like, dislodging it from my mind, saying it doesn't matter what they're really saying. I mean, it still does bother me a little bit, but it's not as much as I used to.
I mean, are you a wacky crazy doofus?
I think I'm unique, and I think I'm just a little bit more different from others, and I like that. I'm beginning to really like that part of myself now.
Great. So I guess the thing, Sydney, is if what you're asking, and I'm sort of putting a question in because I'm not hearing it said out loud. If what you're asking is it okay to go with your wanting, even though other people think you should want to do something else? I would always say yes. I would say absolutely yes. You know, the only reality check is you know, is following your heart about to put you on the street? You know, and if it's not, then why not? I mean, I talk about this sometimes as the strangest discipline. And the strangest discipline is the discipline of not doing what you don't want to do, even when every voice inside your head and everyone outside you is telling you that you really, really should. And the reason I call it the strangest discipline is because it doesn't sound like a discipline. Discipline usually sounds like, if I was disciplined, I would go out and do this. But in fact, the most fruitful discipline, the discipline that really does lead to effortless success, is doing less and less of what you don't want to do. And in fact, they've done studies, and what they found is one of the common factors in people who were able to sustain personal success over 20 years or more was that they figured out what they didn't want to do and what they didn't like doing, and they stopped doing it.
It's true, because what's funny is that, like, everybody goes, oh my God, you want to be a housewife and this and that. It's like you're thinking like the old-fashioned medieval times, and I'm like, well, maybe yes, but I find that even though I'm doing that, I'm still busy, and I still do what I want to, like, because I love kids, and I would love to have more kids, and, you know, and I would love to be with my husband and always take care of him. It's, I always feel like that's what I've always been.
I hear that, Sydney, and I go, that sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, but the other people just say, oh, my God, you're so old-fashioned, you're so this, and I'm not really young. I'm, like, still in my early 30s. And they're like, oh, my God, you shouldn't be thinking like that. You're in the new Renaissance time or something. And I'm like, well, that's not who I am.
Here's the thing, Sydney. You're always going to be able to find people to disagree with you. And the only question becomes, are you going to follow your inner knowing and your inner sense of what's what? Or are you going to decide that the people outside you know more than you about your life? And I think the thing is, the analogy I often use for it is, you know, even if what they say is true in their lives, that doesn't mean that it's going to be true for you. You know, I may have a pair of shoes that I absolutely love and fit me perfectly, but they'd look kind of stupid on you. And so, you know, as you know, it's one of those things where, you know, thank you for sharing, and I'm loving my life.
I have two more questions for you, real quick.
Okay, you should probably sneak one of them, but go, let's do it.
Okay, what if I'm not very good at drawing? I can't draw for my life.
What if you're not very good about drawing? What, is there any particular need in your life to draw?
No, well, not really, but you were talking about that before.
I was specifically giving that to Destiny as an exercise because I thought it would be useful for her. There's a nice book called Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards. And I would recommend, if you do want to play around with drawing, that's a nice place to start because there's some lovely, simple exercises in there. And a lot of people find that gets them started on being able to draw.
One more quick question.
Okay.
Everybody's telling me, one more. I'm a writer. I'm an aspiring writer and everything. And I know that I'm going to be writing some things in the future. But everybody just keeps pushing me, saying, you should write now, you should write now. And I'm like, I don't feel it yet.
Right. So look. So the only thing that I want to put out there for you to think about, and then I'm gonna move on. But the one thing I want to put out there for you to think about is just be very clear for yourself about the difference between I don't want to and I don't feel like it. Feelings change moment by moment. In other words, sometimes you're not in the mood to go to the gym. Sometimes you are. But if you want to, it doesn't matter whether you feel like it or not. If you don't want to, it doesn't matter if you feel like it or not. And so I would when it comes to other people, you know, you should do this, just check in with yourself and just check in and is this something I want to do or not want to do? Don't worry about whether you feel like it because that'll go up and down throughout the day. Thanks, Sydney. Okay. Hang out on hold. We're going to get you a set. And I think I'm going to, so the people who are on hold, I'm very sorry I couldn't get to everyone, but if you want to ask a question, you can always either phone in next week. You can post a question on the forums at geniuscatalyst.com, and either me or one of the other coaches who hang out there will be happy to answer. I want to just finish the show with a little bit more of a thought about wanting, because it's such a key to effortless success. And wanting has a bad name in a lot of spiritual circles, a lot of metaphysics, and a lot of people will point to the Buddha's idea that desire is the root of all suffering. But the desire that the Buddha was referring to was the kind of a desire that's not really desire. It's all about attachments and aversions. It's not about wanting, it's about needing. a sense that you need something to happen or your life just won't be worth living. Or if that happens, my life won't be worth living. And that isn't wanting. That isn't desire. That's craving. That's believing that your happiness is dependent on actually getting what you want. And the kind of wanting I've been talking about throughout the show today is the kind of wanting that comes from your heart and it comes from your spirit. And it's simple and it's clean and it's pure and it's not a craving and it's not a need and it's not a have to. It's just a want. It's just something you're drawn towards and would welcome into your life. And that's the kind of desire that when you learn to listen to it and you learn to follow it and even surrender to it, that simple wanting will guide you to a life that's more wonderful than you can probably even imagine right now. So if you want a little something to go away and do with this, try this. When you figured out what you want, if you're wondering what action to take to bring what you want into your life, just try asking yourself these questions. What action would I love to take? What would be a really fun first step towards this? What feels right for now? Not necessarily what feels good, but what feels right for now? What do I know to do? And when you ask yourself questions like that, what action would I love to take? What would be a fun first step or next step? What feels right, at least for now? And what do I know to do? You'll find that that next step will always be revealed. And that's the only step that you need to know. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week and that your 2008 is starting off with a bang. We'll be back with a brand new show next week. And until then, I'll see you soon. I should come up with a really clever catchphrase to get out, but I'm just going to waffle my way out today. Thanks for listening.